פרק י"ח סעיף מ"ח. אם נשפכו מים בכמות מרובה על הרצפה, מוצא לסלקון במאגר שאין לספוגים, ואין בזה איסה של הדוחס הרצפה, וכיוון שלא נותן את המים לשם הדוחס הרצפה, לכן אין סילוקום כלול בגזי הזו של הדוחס הרצפה. To go and take away water, going, if there was water which was already spilt on the floor, therefore to go and sponge it up, to take it away, is not considered you're cleaning the floor. Considered you're taking away the water which is on the floor. Then that is not considered the gzeir from Chazal not to wash the floor. Not to wash the floor is to put the water on the floor. But to go and take away the water which is on the floor, if water was spilt on the floor, then one's allowed to go and mop it up. Mem test. Le'inu niku mokum mesuyam beritzpah. If one has a spot which became dirty and you want to clean it, see the footnotes. It brings down the footnotes that Reb Shlomo Zalman said, the Sheshach brings down in the Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman, that one's allowed to do it on Shabbos to clean the spot. Reb Nissen does not allow it. Reb Shlomo Zalman is a very big chiddush that one's allowed. Normally one takes on, one's not allowed. And Reb Nissen takes on, one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Seif nun, lin adochas ha-shayish shebemitbach oi ho-aslah shebeshevutim in or to go and clean the shayish or to go and clean the toilet. He says, look in the footnote, and he brings down the footnote that the tosefta is mashmad, it shouldn't be allowed. He says, Reb Nissen says, even though it's not, one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Non aleph, mutter is maim agabe kaka af she'ene murutzefes kaze shlo yale avak kagoyim b'shav shvikudim ukeyitz v'zeh. A person is allowed to sprinkle water on the ground, even though the ground is without paving, without a floor. But if the reason is in order that the dust shouldn't go up, kagoyim if a person is in the middle of dancing makes the dust go up. A person wants to sprinkle water on the floor, even if the floor is not covered with earth, one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Perk Yudches Seif Nun Beis. Gerirat Kelim Kvedim. To go and pull along the earth heavy things, heavy objects. Kelim Kvedim Moit. Asher Gerirotim Agabekaka Oysu Charit. Ein Legoron B'Shabbos. If a person is not allowed to pull on the floor a heavy object which makes a groove on the floor. Before we learned that if a person has galgalim, a person has things which have wheels, there's no problem. That's because it has wheels. Wheels don't make a groove, they just push down the ground. So you said pushing down the ground is easier. But here, if you've got something which is heavy, which doesn't have wheels, it makes a groove in the ground. Then it is a psik resha you're going to make the groove in the ground. Even though that you're not interested in making the groove, it's a psik resha, you're not allowed to do that the Shabbos. Vafilu im akarka merutzach, gamkin ein legoyrom. Atam mishum the gozu b'zeh merutzach, otu ein merutzach. He says, even if this place which you are pulling it along is a place which has got pavement, it is a floor, it's not earth, you're not allowed to do that because we make exeya, we make they shouldn't get mixed up between places which are got a floor or places which don't have a floor. The Chazal don't allow you to make any sort of groove even in a place which has got flooring, because maybe you go and do it in a place which has got on earth, which has got no floor. We're discussing a case which is going to be 90% very, very certain that you're going to make a groove. And if something which is not too heavy, then it's not going to be certain it's going to make a groove that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Mahainu, he says that's only in the case kasher goyim michutz labayis. Kegoyin b'chotzer merutzefet, aval mutar ligra kelim ele b'toch habayit kim shebeyameinu kol habatim merutzefet. And he says, same as we learned before by sweeping, that you're allowed to go and sweep the house because most houses have floors, don't have earth. The same thing is with this halacha, from pulling along something which is heavy. You're allowed to do that in a place which most places have pavement. Most places have floor. So in a place which is like a house, which most places have floor, you're allowed to pull it along because it is no. We don't make exeria in a place which all places like this place have a floor. But if you're going to do it in the hot or do it in the ground, you're not allowed to do that because this place is exeria, even if it's pavement. This it's exeria. Maybe you're going to go and do it in a place. Maybe you're going to do it in a place which it has earth. Mesachek begulot. A person wants to play with marbles. Ein mesachek begulot or b'chol mischak acher sheskukim avro lekaka shoveh chalaka agave kaka nechashas shemiyish begumah shebekaka. A person not allowed to play with gulot, with any sort of marbles or any sort of game which one needs a flat floor. Wants to play with nuts. Some people used to play with nuts, rolling them on the floor. Any floor which needs to be straight in order to go play on the floor, one's not allowed to play this game on the floor. So marbles and something like that, you're not allowed to play it on the floor. If you're playing on a table is not a problem. If you're playing on the floor, and the way to play on the floor is you need a straight floor, you're not allowed to do that and play with that on Shabbos. Afilu bekaka merutzefes. Yesh b'zeh isu mishum zegozu, b'zeh merutzef, also eini merutzef. Even if you want to play on a floor, a house, on a floor which has got paving, or it's got some floor, it hasn't have earth, you're not allowed to do that because the Chazal said it's a gzeria or to something which doesn't have paving. Le'eni en mishak kazot. What about playing with it in a house where all houses have floors? Then he says he's not sure, according to the Rambam, which doesn't make a difference between all houses which have got floors. He doesn't make this difference. If according to the Rambam he'll say such a case would be us or not, he's not sure. He says, look in the footnote, he's not sure if according to the Rambam will allow you to play such things in a house which is with pavement. A house which has got a floor, would you allow to go and play with it in the house? The Sheshach does say he allows to do it, but he says, well, he's not sure if he allowed to do it.